Welcome to another edition of the Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. Thanks for joining us. Show is going to be about an hour today. I continue talking a lot about my main cross-promotion program, which would encompass my physician, Dr. Dustin Sulak, his practice at Integrate 8, cannabis, the cannabis dosage guide, his CBD line of healer.com as part of promoting not only the main cross-promotion program, but community, talking a lot about rejuvenating communities based on archival shows, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street internationally. Talk a little tiny bit about PFAs within the confines of today's show. Talk about tourmaline spring water. And also revisit what we're trying to instill overall here at this show. I do three different ones here at the Healing Hour. We're trying to awaken our minds, our body, and our souls. Awaken our spirits collectively and individually, within ourselves and without of ourselves, awakening our spirits with ideas, techniques, concepts, consciousness, all designed to support our individual and collective paths towards living consciously, fully. The world's largest resource is availed to us as we seek out the legion that's already formulated with the astute individuals and intuitives in our Water Consciousness Movement for One membership, contributors, the advocacy program, the BA Sales Healthy Meal Bag, the CTFO Community Give Back Program. We're assessing the world's largest resource for conscious, expanding teachers, leaders, tools, authors, intuitives, astrologers, insightful, like-minded individuals that'll help us create our own personal maps and collective roadmaps, if you will, to an overall transformation. Hopefully, we're perceived as a harbinger of good information at our most organic level of my organic show. Hopefully, taking you to the next levels, plural, of consciousness on the larger platforms, more notoriety, higher followings. The journey awaits all of us. Big ideas, philosophize, understanding firsthand encounters in expert researchers who will hopefully be connected, intertwined collectively in our movement. If you're curious, even curious yellow, please stay with us through the show today. We'll have one segment talking about drinking water, disruptive pesticides in the water. We'll talk a lot about cannabis. Talk a lot about Dr. Dustin Sulak. Continue to talk about health for the mind, the body, and the soul. Thanks for joining us. We're going to take some sponsored breaks. And when we come back, we'll start in talking about medical cannabis, CBD, and dosage guides. We'll be right back. Great sales, Kennel Calp, Holistic Healing Hour, with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bill from over at the Ankle Radio Show, reminding everyone to please join me 7 days a week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and yes, Saturday. We will have topics ranging in scope from holistic healthcare products for both humans and animals, plants, and the planet. Having provocative guests talking about today's subjects in innovative medicines, ranging in scope from CBD products, non-CBD products, earth and derived clays, vegetables, and the world's cleanest water, Tourmaline Spring. That's Grandpa Bill's podcast show, Anchor Radio, right here, Monday through Friday. Join us. And Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. Bye for now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. Thanks for joining us. It's Grandpa Bill here. I want to talk to you about PFAS, especially in our water. But hundreds of everyday products are made with highly toxic fluorinated chemicals called PFAS. They build up in our bodies and never break down in the environment. Obviously, the oceans with all of the plastic bottles bobbing. Very small doses of PFAS have been linked to cancer, reproductive and immune system harm, as well as many other diseases. And for decades, decades, chemical companies have covered up evidence and continue to do so in many instances of PFAS, health hazards. Today, nearly all Americans, including newborn babies, have PFAS in their blood. And up to 110 million people may be drinking PFAS-tainted water every single day. What is sometimes known as the modern miracle of chemistry is a national crisis. What are PFA chemicals? The forever chemicals, 99% of Americans. Hundreds of everyday products are made with highly toxic fluorinated chemicals called PFAs. They build up in our bodies and they don't break down in the environment either. In 1946, DuPont introduced nonstick cookware coated with Teflon. Today, the family of fluorinated chemicals that spring, and or past tense, sprang from Teflon includes thousands of nonstick, stain repellent, and waterproof compounds called PFAs, short for per and poly fluoral alkali substances. PFAs are used in a staggering array of consumer products and commercial applications. Many decades, plural, of heavy use have resulted in contamination of water for sure, soil, and the blood of people and animals around the world. there's nowhere on this planet that has remained impervious from the effects of PFAs. They're incredibly persistent, never breaking down in the environment, and they remain in our bodies for years. DuPont actually invented the PFA chemicals patented as Teflon, but 3M became its main manufacturer. In 2001, in Parkersburg, West Virginia, after discovery of the Teflon chemical in the drinking water of tens of thousands of people near a DuPont plant. We all know that film as The Devil We Know. A class action suit actually uncovered evidence that DuPont knew about the PFAs, how hazardous and how much they had contaminated tap water, but didn't tell its workers, local communities, or environmental officials. Just like they didn't tell anybody about Flint, Michigan until it was too late. The lawsuit triggered studies linking that Teflon chemicals to cancer and many other diseases. The health risks, many. Most notorious PFA chemicals, PFOA, the Teflon chemical, and PFOs, an ingredient in 3M's Scotch Guard, were phased out in the U.S. under pressure from the Environmental Protection Agency after revelations of their hidden hazards. They are still permitted in items imported to this country. Numerous studies link these and closely related PFA chemicals to testicular, kidney, liver, and pancreatic cancer, reproductive problems, weakened childhood immunity, low birth weight, endocrine disruption, increased cholesterol, weight gain in children, and dieting adults alike. PFOs, PFAs, PFOs, PFOAs, other related phase-out compounds are called long-chain chemicals because they contain 8 carbon atoms. Since these chemicals have been phased out, the EPA and the Food and Drug Administration have recklessly allowed the introduction of scores of short-chain replacements with 6 carbon atoms. Chemical companies claim the structure makes them safer, but DuPont admits that the short-chain chemical Gen X causes cancerous tumors in lab animals. The 2019 Auburn University study found that short chains may pose even worse risks than long-chain PFOAs, which supports scientists' growing agreements that the entire class of PFAs are hazardous. It's quantifying pollution. We've talked about this before in product test analyses of acceptable levels of heavy metals and toxins. EWG. The Social Science, Health, and Environmental Health Research Institute tracked PFA contaminations reported by federal and state authorities, and as of July 2019, a couple years ago, PFA contamination of public drinking water systems serving 19 million people in 49 states. Michigan has the most PFA sites, but that's largely because most other states have not tested for the chemicals as extensively. Unreleased federal data suggests that up to 110 million Americans can have PFA-contaminated drinking water, and they do. It's not the main route of PFA exposure for most Americans, water alone. Although the original PFA chemicals used to make Teflon has been taken off the market, Teflon and other brands of nonstick cookware are still produced with new PFAs that may be no safer. PFA chemicals are widely used to coat paper and cardboard wrappers for fast food and bakery goods. PFA chemicals lurk in stain-resistant furniture and carpets treated with Scotchgard, Stainmaster, and other fabric treatments. Clothes labeled stain or water repellent, such as Gore-Tex jackets, usually contain PFA chemicals. PFAs are even in personal care products and cosmetics. Who's responsible? I query this Teflon elements in your cosmetics. It's a brand name, Teflon. For PDFE, one of thousands of fluorinated chemicals known as PFAs or PFCs, some of which have been linked to those serious effects, including cancer, thyroid disease, reduced effectiveness of childhood vaccines. What are they doing in cosmetics? Almost 75,000 cosmetics and personal care products. Contain elements of Teflon or other PFAs. 66 different products from 15 brands, including a number of household names. Teflon has the most common found ingredient in this class of chemicals. 13 different PFA chemicals in nearly 200 products from 28 brands. And it's not just makeup. It's found in sunscreen, shampoo, and shaving cream. Skin deep. Make the assessment. Take a look at your big name manufacturers. That's why we're starting a community. One of the many reasons. The Legionnaires, can we count on you to join our community? Those supporters that we're formulating at the grassroots levels. Please leave us messages here at the board. Message board here at the show. Stating your desire to become part of our advocacy program. Part of the turnkey business opportunity that allows us to do these community programs that allow us to self-sustain and self-fund to do so in our give back program. And we're looking for Legionnaires. Won't you join us? Let's get back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. BH Sales, Holistic Healing Hour, with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. We want to talk more about the Healer CBD products. Talking about why we can learn more about how cannabis works medically in the endocannabinoid system, outlined and designed through the eyes of Dr. Dustin Sulat. How can one herb actually helps so many different conditions? How can it provide both palliative and curative actions? How it can be so safe while offering such powerful effects? I recently completed Dr. Sulak's online certification course, and I've been a patient for almost 7 years now. And within the confines of the webinars that I've attended, and with future upcoming ones on an ongoing topic, the endocannabinoid system, as we learn more about the potential therapeutic effects of cannabis, Dr. Sulak's guidance and its most active constituents, the cannabinoids, one thing will become quickly evident: cannabis has a profound influence on the human body. This one herb seems to affect every aspect of our bodies and our minds. How's that possible? At Dr. Sulak's integrative medical clinics in Maine and Massachusetts, he and his colleagues and himself, they treat over 18,000 patients with a huge diversity of diseases and symptoms. In one day, Dr. Sulak might see cancer, Crohn's disease, epilepsy, chronic pain, multiple sclerosis, insomnia, Tourette's syndrome, and eczema, just to name a few of the symptoms, diseases, and maladies Dr. Sulak personally and within those 18,000 plus patient strata and constituent physicians are seeing. All those conditions have different causes, different physiological states, and vastly different symptoms. The patients are both old, I'm raising my hand, and young. Some are undergoing conventional therapy, others are on a decidedly alternative path. Yet despite their differences, almost all of Dr. Sulak's patients would agree on one point: cannabis helps their condition. I'm raising both my hands. How can one herb help so many different conditions? How can it provide both palliative and curative actions? And how can it be so safe while offering such powerful effects? The search to answer these questions has led scientists to the discovery of previously unknown physiological system, a central component of the health and healing of every human and almost every animal. And the endogenous endocannabinoid system, also known as the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. The ECS has three basic components: endocannabinoids, cannabinoid receptors, and hydraulic enzymes that break down endocannabinoids. Endocannabinoids are molecules produced by cells that have activity similar to THC and the other phytocannabinoids, plant-derived cannabinoids. They are synthesized on a cell membrane from omega-6 fatty acid precursors. Both endo and phytocannabinoids act on a cannabinoid receptor known as CBD1 and CB2. I think I had a slip of the tongue there. CB1 and CB2 found throughout the body, stimulating the CB receptors leads to a variety of physiological processes inside the cell. Finally, enzymes responsible for the breakdown and recycling of endocannabinoids, MAGL and FAAH, modulate the activity of the ECS. Sea squirts, newts, rodents, and all vertebrate species share the endocannabinoid system as an essential part of life and adaptation to environmental changes. By comparing the genetics of cannabinoid receptors in different species, Scientists estimate that the endocannabinoid system evolved in primitive animals over 600 million years ago, long before the cannabis plant evolved, some 34 million years ago. That would be 34 million years ago. So the ECS is perhaps the most important physiological system involved in establishing and maintaining human health. Endocannabinoids and their receptors are found throughout the body, in the brain, the organs, the connective tissues, the glands, and the immune cells. In each tissue, the cannabinoid system performs different tasks, but the goal is always the same: homeostasis. We follow shows on homeostasis. I'll do one again in the future. The maintenance of a stable internal environment despite fluctuations in the external environment. Homeostasis. Cannabinoids promote homeostasis at every level of biological life, from the subcellular to the organism, and probably to the community and beyond. Endocannabinoids are found at the intersection of the body's various systems, allowing communication and coordination, balance between different cell types. At the site of an injury, for example, cannabinoids can be found decreasing the release of activators and sensitizers from the injured tissue, stabilizing the nerve cell to prevent excessive firing, and calming nearby immune cells to prevent release of pro-inflammatory substances. Three different mechanisms of action on three different cell types for a single purpose: minimize the pain and the damage caused by the injury. The endocannabinoid system, with its complex actions in our immune system, nervous system, and all the body's organs, is literally a bridge between body and mind. And by understanding this system, we begin to see a mechanism that explains how states of consciousness actually promote health and or disease. In addition to regulating our internal and cellular homeostasis, cannabinoids can influence a person's relationship with the external environment. Socially, the administration of cannabinoids, especially THC, can alter human behavior, often promoting sharing, humor, and creativity. By mediating neurogenesis, the growth of new brain cells, neuronal plasticity, forming new connections between brain cells, and learning, cannabinoids may directly influence a person's open-mindedness and ability to move beyond limiting patterns of thought and behavior from past situations, reformatting these old patterns is an essential part of health in our quickly changing environment. As we continue to sort through the emerging science of cannabis and cannabinoids, one thing remains clear: a functional cannabinoid system is essential for health. From embryonic implantation on the wall of our mother's uterus to nursing and growth to responding to injuries endocannabinoids help us survive in a quickly changing and increasingly hostile environment. A body of evidence is now emerging that links endocannabinoid deficiency to a variety of diseases, including migraines, fibromyalgia, irritable bowel syndrome, and even infant colic. And as Dr. Sulak realized this, he began to wonder, can an individual enhance his or her cannabinoid system by supplementing cannabis? Beyond treating symptoms, beyond even curing disease, can cannabis help us prevent disease and promote health by stimulating an ancient system that is hardwired into all of us? Dr. Sulak now believes the answer is yes. Research has shown that small doses of cannabinoids from cannabis can signal the body to make more cannabinoids and build more cannabinoid receptors. This may be why many first-time cannabis users don't feel an effect, but their second or third time using the herb, they have increased cannabinoid sensitivity and are ready to respond. More receptors increase a person's sensitivity to cannabinoids. Smaller doses have larger effects, and the individual has an enhanced baseline of endocannabinoid activity. Dr. Sulak's clinical experience has led him to believe that small, regular doses of cannabis might act as a tonic to our most central physiological healing system. Most of that is directly verbatim from Dr. Dustin Sulak. Dr. Sulak explains how and why cannabis works, how it's possible, and that one herb can affect every aspect of our bodies and our minds. You can follow the links at bhsales.bbweb.com and my direct to the manufacturer program. I proudly represent Dr. Sulak and highly recommend the Healer line of certified CBD products, and highly recommend his online certified training course. Do you want to feel confident in the advisor role helping patients or achieve the best possible results as a cannabis using patient? Be a trusted cannabis advisor. Get Healer certified. Online medical cannabis and CBD training and certification with science-based, condition-specific dosage protocols. Many of the clinicians that participate are actual students of the program. I've written many of the contributory ongoing articles, papers, for sure to include Dr. Sulak. The endocannabinoid system video, you can see it at healer.com. This is all part of my direct to the manufacturer program. Here's Dr. Sulak explaining how and why cannabis works and how it's possible that one herb can affect every aspect of our bodies and minds. Dr. Dustin Sulak. The endocannabinoid system. Why cannabis works for so many conditions.
The different health conditions that cannabis can help with and all of the different benefits of cannabis, it's almost too hard to believe. How can one herb have so many powerful medical properties without having any dangerous side effects? This question led researchers to discover a system of physiology that we all have inside of us that's constantly maintaining balance at a cellular level. It was named the endocannabinoid system because because we discovered it when we were looking for how does cannabis work. Now we know that the endocannabinoid system is active in everyone all the time, from even before you were born to the end of your life, helping promote health and balance physiologically. This system is present all through the body and all the different tissues. That's why it can help with disorders of the brain, of the various organs like the liver or the intestines. It can help with musculoskeletal problems. It can help with inflammatory and immune issues. Your body is making cannabinoids all the time. These molecules function a lot like THC and the other cannabinoids found in the plant. And your body knows when to make these and how to make these to keep you healthy. Some people need a little help, or their endocannabinoid system may not be functioning at its optimal level. And you can address this by adding in the right dosage of cannabis from the plant. I've been surprised in my clinical practice to discover that ultra-low dosages of cannabis can be health-promoting and also relieve symptoms in patients. At these very low dosages, people will, over time, become more sensitive to cannabis and start getting better and better effects from the cannabis they're using, as well as start to develop a feeling of resilience, of strength, of balance. What I believe is happening, and this is supported by animal research, is that very low dosages of cannabis can actually upregulate and tonify your endocannabinoid system. This means the system of physiology that's been active within you since before you were born starts acting more efficiently, more optimally to promote health and balance internally. Ultra-low dosages of cannabis can be used, in my experience, to promote health and to keep people resilient to all the toxicities and changes in their environment.
That's Dr. Dustin Sewell. Let's get back to the show. We'll be talking more about cannabis, cannabinoids, and the dosage guide. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to today's show. This will be the final segment of today's show. We'll go for about another 15 to 20 minutes. Going to stick in the close here about Dr. Sulak and the program. If you want to follow up, consider placing an order. There's a 20% off opportunity to do so with the appropriate couponing that's attached in the Healer Products linkage in the description of today's show. It's CBD you can trust, 20% off. If you buy now, follow the link. If you go through my bosales.vpweb.com landing page, it would behoove you to do so. You always accrue additional BH sales, 50-25 virtual vouchers that way. And we'll highlight my BH sales with 50-25 virtual vouchers. In upcoming shows, there's a reference there how the program works. And there's many archival shows about the set program, and that's all part of our direct-to-the-manufacturer program, a la carte, that accentuates our CTFO online shop, wholesale shopping club, with now our 85-plus products there, in support of what we try to do here. The support of the show, updating the equipment, getting more guests on the show, expanding the show, and truly making it, hopefully, a perceived harbinger of good information moving forward. And that this platform, the Healing Hour, always talking about water overall and the water subject. They are a little bit earlier, a little factoid about Crystal Lake here in Harrison, but more so water as sustenance, of course, but everything about water as it plays into a health regime to accompany this cannabis program. CBD dosage guide with Dr. Suak. Therefore, what I would like to do is talk more about Dr. Sulak's program, how and why cannabis works. And you can save 20% on your first online purchase. Just simply use the code FIRSTORDER. After a decade of helping thousands of patients, Dr. Sulak understands how confusing it is to find quality CBD products and to know how to properly use them to get results. As is widely reported, many products are unsafe, ineffective, and do not contain the advertised amount of CBD. Like you, Dr. Sulak could not find products he could trust until now when he started to make his own. His healer drops meet his highest standards. Each small batch is third-party tested to be free of harmful contaminants and accurately formulated from our specialty selected strains of hemp organically farmed right here in good old Maine. You'll taste and feel the difference of the healer spectrum. Our patented process purifies and delivers more of the plant's beneficial compounds so you get better results from each drop. Hemp affects everyone differently, so Dr. Sulak created a free step-by-step usage guide and response tracker to eliminate confusion on how much to take to get the best results. Our mission is to help you feel and perform your best every day. If you're not completely satisfied with our product, just simply return it within 30 days and you get your money back. Dr. Sulak's excited for you to use his products and tell us how you make out with them. Whole plant CBD drops, CBDA drops, CBDA capsules, lab tested, non-impairing, organically farmed, vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO, part of my main cross-promotion program in support of the communal effort, my physician's effort, the subject at hand, and indoctrinating folks to what cannabis is and what it is not. Moving forward, we'll clarify that more and more as we outline Dr. Sulak's programs. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, Dr. Sulak may soon be a guest here at the platform. Healer.com is the best independent way through the offerings, taking particular note, usage guide, the dosage guide, breaks it down quite extensively in how cannabis affects everyone differently and how to help find your optimal dose is critical to achieve maximum benefits and minimal or no side effects. Dr. Sulak created this guide to help you get the best results. With cannabis, it's important to remember that for most people, less is more. In fact, many of the benefits of cannabis diminish with increased dosage. Dr. Sulak designed healer formulas to include a wide spectrum of bioavailable medicinal compounds so you can achieve impressive results at low doses. By following this guide, most users are able to find their ideal dose within 1 to 2 weeks. When this is not the case, switching to an alternate formula is usually effective. If you're not experienced in using cannabis regularly, Dr. Sulak recommends taking a 2-day cannabis fast before starting drops. If over time you notice you need a higher dose to get the same effect, both new and experienced users should see his sensitization protocol within the guide. We want to learn more about your experience. Himself, for sure, Dr. Sulak, myself, so we can help you and others continue to use cannabis in the most effective way. He is the practitioner. Please share your results with myself here at the board of the show, message board, or directly at healer.com/my results when you do become a client and or if you already are. How to take healer drops, how do I know if it's working, recommended daytime and nighttime dosing methods about cannabis and sleep, frequently asked questions, unwanted effects, cautions, sensitization protocol, and the healer dosage tracker. How to take healer drops, how to know if it's working, and check your inner inventory. All subjects quite greatly detailed through the guide, and most assuredly with the highly recommended online course. Very depictive guide. Daytime, nighttime usage of cannabis and sleep, frequently asked questions, unwanted side effects, cautions, Dr. Sulak's sensitization protocol to reverse tolerance and increase effects. Each intermittent segmented part of the dosage guide is very informative. The dosage and response tracker is quite detailed if you want to chart your progress all the way from the time of day, the dose, the drops, the breaths, before, after, mood, symptom, modulators, regulations, charting. Quite helpful, quite easy, free-flowing, documented, easy to keep and feel the progress. Great way to work in tandem with your practitioner for the patient-client response of discourse for ultimate healing. Gonna get into each one of those aspects in upcoming shows here at the Healing Hour. In closing today, this is part of my main cross-promotion program, supporting local community. For today, always remember that BA Sales, Kennel Kelp, Ada's Animal Products, CTFO, all these supplies, thehealer.com, Dr. Sulak, well promote good health in all animals, their people, plants, and the planet. I want to thank everybody via my invitations that might be here listening as you come through, my BA Sales team, their developing teams, our developing team, their invited guests, alignable marketing people where applicable. And of course, your ubiquitous audience folks, thank you. If you like our show and care to share it, please do both physically by checking the boxes and liking us and sharing us. We grow exponentially through your referrals. It helps us with the algorithms at social media and search engine promotion, as our message will and does resonate when we ask the question, are you in pain? Do you have pets in pain? Do you know anybody in pain? Do you know anybody that has a pet in pain, anxiety, distress? Well, of course, the answer is yes. And through a legion of goodwill ambassadors, the Water Consciousness Movement, our advocacy programs, the BA Sales Healthy Meal Bag, the CTFO Business Opportunity Wholesale Shopping Club, Community Give Back Program, our very first, most recent prayer meeting. We're trying to do business differently. We do business differently. We're a faith-based company. We always promote health for the mind, the body, and the soul. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye for now. Peace and happiness. And may God bless. We'll see you in the next episode. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.